Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Keeping It Real with Steph and Darren.
Good morning, everyone.
And it's like Groundhog's Day today because it's freaking snowing again in New York.
I don't know if it's all New York or Westchester
or just our house
or just our block.
I don't know.
Which is you know, not unheard of. I mean, I've had many times here in New Rochelle where I said to somebody, oh, can't make it. Because of the snow, and somebody right here in New Rochelle could just say, what snow? So, possible it is snowing here on the north end of New Rochelle. It may not be snowing on the south end. I doubt it, but...
I know, those are not, big flakes. Those are big, big flakes coming down. It's getting depressing already.
And by the way, when you step outside of our house this morning, please be very careful. There is a ton of ice.
I saw that.
And plus we...
One of those icicles. We have the house from Frozen.
We have icicles that are, no exaggeration, at least 3 to 4 feet in length coming down from our
whole house. This happens every year. I don't know what it is with our gutter system, but it must be filled with ice, and it's bad. It's
terrible.
Yeah, it's bad.
Our house does not get sun, right, the way the other side of the block does. So if you actually come up on a sunny day, you'll see our house completely covered with snow. You'll look across the street, and it'll look like it's Pleasantville.
Across the street, it's like it's beautiful. Nobody has any icicles. So what we've discussed is when we sell the house, we're going to have to do it like during the summer or the spring when the flowers first come in,
right,
and nobody will realize that there's the shade on our side.
We're going to have to get a hold of a very good weatherman first before we decide to sell the house. We've got to make sure that the forecast of those days that we show the house. Absolutely pristine.
Right.
It's got to be.
That'll be a lot of sunshine
gorgeous,
that day.
Gorgeous outside. No, I mean, we have a good.
No, we have a great house.
A
it's just there's certain things
there's
that.
Certain things that has its
drawbacks. It's not the sunny side of the street.
Yeah. And we also, in our backyard, we have a pretty big hill.
We have a ski slope, actually.
Yeah, it's perfect for sledding. Yeah, I mean,
you'll wind up in somebody else's house. That's
right, you don't want to go skiing on our backyard. That would be a bad idea. But if you know, for little kids and stuff like that.
Our neighbors were having a blast.
Always used to come to our house to go sledding because it's perfect. I mean, it's the house.
Yeah, it's pretty steep.
And it's also good in terms of flooding because all the water
goes to everybody else's house.
I was basically just going to say that it runs away from our house and, you know, doesn't really affect us. I wasn't going to say that it goes to everybody else.
Well, it floods the people that live down below us. I mean, whoever lives down at the bottom of the hill can't like us that much during rainstorms.
Yeah, no, that's true. But there's nothing we can do about it.
No, I mean, not. Every year it gets more and more.
Isn't there a time we were actually thinking about building a pool?
Either a pool or we were thinking, well, we definitely were talking about putting stairs in because every time that hill gets more and more treacherous, and then we just never did it. But, yeah, it's very expensive to refill a whole backyard.
And that's one thing around here that's not too common. You know, even a bigger house, you don't see too many people around here with pools.
Except for some reason, our kids have friends that all have pools. They've all managed to, like, trade up with friends.
Right, and that's because we have smart kids.
Right, exactly. Right, in the summer, if they're home, they're like, oh, I'm going to
we always try to tell our, we always try to tell our kids that you don't need all of these worldly, materialistic type of possessions in your life. What you need is the friends that have them.
Exactly.
Right, that's
And it's funny because both of them have, like, you know, he has a good friend who their family moved.
We're going to see if Beth can go the entire session here without mentioning our kids' names, by the way.
Okay, I'm going to try. But, yeah, one of his friends has a really nice pool, and she has at least two. So over the summer, there are two friends that have pools.
And that's going to be more important for our dog this summer because this summer she is not going away to...
She's not going away to sleepaway camp.
Yeah,
but her plan is she wants to stay by her grandparents and work out there. So we'll see how that goes.
She's actually got to start looking into that now if she really is serious.
Wants a job, I know.
So that's for everybody out there. I mean, I know it's hard to think about, but if your kids are... actually saying that they're going to go and get a job this summer, time to start looking into that is probably now.
Yeah.
Not when it comes to, like, June and say, oh, what am I doing this summer? I need to get a job. Probably should start looking into it right about now. Summer baseball camp now instead of a couple months down the road. Everybody's got to get their summer plans instead of
early.
going.
Well, look,
Getting
I mean,
early.
Sleepaway camp, you do it like the minute you leave and pick up your kids, they're like, okay, send this to your deposit for next year.
Speaking of which, do they ever reschedule that reunion?
Yeah, I think they're going to do it in March.
March, okay. They'll probably have already collected all of our money by then anyway, so.
Well, it's actually due now. I just haven't pressed the button. They're not listening, but
Yeah, they'll get their money.
they'll get their money before he gets on
The
the bus.
camp will be paid in full well in advance of them starting camp. They'll be paid in full. The bar mitzvah venue
The
will be
caterer
paid
will
in
be
full.
paying as well.
Everybody's gonna get their pound of flesh
Yeah,
from the
I'm the
property.
only one who never gets paid on time.
Right.
I'm the only trucker who gets paid after the fact.
Right. So it'll be
Everybody
like.
else wants to get paid before even the experience begins. How do I get into that business?
You gotta make it so that your services are irreplaceable, and that you basically gotta tell them that
I only
you
take
know,
money up front and or else I'm
yeah,
not work.
that's part of it too. Set the tone right up front. Okay.
This is true.
So what do you have planned for today?
Well,
Are you actually gonna go into the office?
I was gonna try. I mean, it's kind of scary. It's a little. I mean, if they said the snow's supposed to stop by noon.
You slept late today.
Well, because our dog once again had a 5:30 a.m. wake up call.
But I don't think that's really her fault.
Well, you think it's
I
the
think
cat?
it's because our cats are I don't know what they're doing in the middle of the night, but again, it sounds like
They're getting into a major
a
fight.
major fight. It sounds like a slaughterhouse,
Yeah.
right? I mean, in the middle of the night, you hear Hazel screaming at the top of her lungs,
She is a rowdy cat. I mean,
she's
she just like
right.
she bangs on our daughter's door at 1 a.m. to let her in and doesn't stop banging until.
Her daughter came to us this morning and said she wants to see if there's another room that we can keep Hazel, our cat, in the middle of the night. Basically, she doesn't want her in the room anymore because she's disturbing her sleep. It's not the episodes of Grey's Anatomy on the computer up till 7 o'clock at night disturbing her sleep. It's her cat
Yeah.
that's disturbing. This is a constant struggle for me and my daughter. When she has a free time on her hands, how she likes to catch up on her episodes of Grey's Anatomy, a show that you still watch that?
Once in a while, but not really.
Yeah, but she was upstairs in her room because she didn't really have a whole lot of schoolwork. She was done with most of it. She had a pretty stressful week last week, so she was unwinding by watching episode after episode of Grey's Anatomy. And Beth doesn't really mind as much as I do because if Beth is a Grey's Anatomy fan, you can see the allure of the show. I, on the other hand, just think it's mindless stuff to be doing for that extended period of time. You got to speak your battles, right?
Exactly. Well, and listen, there are plenty of shows that you come into the room, you're like, seriously, you're watching this, and you get all annoyed, like when I would try to like sneak in Celebrity Apprentice. But
What were you saying this morning, by the way, about something that Sports Illustrated?
oh, there was a the first time that they have a plus size model on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
That's funny. You mentioned that, and I saw a post from a friend of ours, Jamie, who I think posted something about that as well. And on her post, when she about the model said plus size question mark, really? So I don't know. I haven't really had a chance to take a look at her. Is she? I
Okay.
mean,
That's not
that's
plus
not her.
size.
Oh
No,
no,
wait, no, that can't be
that's
her.
not her. That's definitely not her. Beth is pulling something up from like 1995.
It said 8 hours ago. Hold on. How about Sports Illustrated?
I used to love getting Sports Illustrated when I was a kid. The swimsuit
Oh,
edition
she's
was.
going to grace the cover. She hasn't yet.
Oh, wait, what's her name?
Her name is Plus Size Model.
That's
Hold
her name.
on.
Wow,
Yeah.
that's a great name.
Ashley Graham.
Ashley Graham will make sure she'll be featured in swimsuit store. I don't know.
Oh, it's going to be an ad.
Oh.
Graham made the announcement on her Instagram page. She wrote "Secrets out, so honored to be the face of curves and bikinis for swimsuits for all." Oh, so she's not. Here's the thing. This is tricky. She's in the bikini issue, their most famous issue, but she's in it as an ad. So she's not actually one of the models that they selected. There's some like company that's sponsoring her.
Oh,
So
really?
that's what they're doing.
Oh, that's cheesy, no?
Yeah.
either you're in the swimsuit issue or you're not, right?
It's an ad for the Swimsuits for All campaign. It's only the beginning. Maybe next year the magazine will feature a plus size and an official layout. See, it's not the ad campaign. Includes a video of Ashley Graham teasing a group of men who are enchanted by her sexy shape. So that's a trick. That's not really, they did not select a plus size model to be in Sports Illustrated. Because
okay.
You know, they're all men who work there and they suck.
So, this is an advertising in the issue, not the actual issue.
Exactly. So I could be a freaking swimsuit model if I wanted to be in the issue.
You, no matter what. You.
Oh, yeah, you're so kind. Thank you very much. So, you were also watching this, the Tonight Show reunited the cast of Saved by the Bell.
What, Jimmy Fallon?
Yes.
At first I thought it was going to be really funny. It didn't strike me as very funny. I like Jimmy Fallon, but I guess I just never really watched. Did you watch Saved by the Bell?
Of course I watched Saved by the
I
Bell.
I never watched it.
This is a stupid show. It's sort of like the one that the kids watch all the time that's gone off the air with Britney Spears' daughter that has been, that they for some reason just stay hooked on, even though it's been off the air for 10 years.
Jamie Lynn Spears,
yeah. I said Ashley, sorry. What's that dumb show called, too? Something with, it's also like a boarding school they go to. But yes, when I did watch Saved by the Bell, although I was older than that group, so it really wasn't, you know, they were younger than us.
Is that Mario Lopez?
Yeah, it's hilarious. I mean, they all look great. Look how terrific
got to
they all
Mario
look.
Lopez, right? At the,
yes,
at
the Stop Out Bullying
back,
event.
Back in December?
Uh-oh.
Oh, back in October,
back
right?
Back in October when he had
tick bite, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's when we had to, right, I had to rush him to the hospital, and then we had to miss the event, but we still got a chance to take a picture.
We got in at the last second.
With Mario Lopez. Wow, that was great. That was a great day.
So I guess Jimmy Fallon's playing Screech in this episode, because Screech, I think, is in jail. Or I don't know who is he playing, but anyway, he reminisces about them. But they all look amazing. I mean, look at them.
I don't know what they looked like before, so
they
I
look
have that.
Here. I'll do.
And that's okay.
I don't care that much. Okay.
But just real quick, in terms of coming up this weekend, I did text cousin Lee.
Oh, you did? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I know you didn't, even though I told you stuff. Hi, Lee, if you're listening on the episode, I hope you are. I texted you back, and this coming Sunday works for us if you're still good to come out and go out to New Hyde Park to meet us at the great pizza place that we were talking about a few weeks ago. So hopefully, if you are listening, let us know if the plans still work, because we're very excited about it. Over here, one of the local elementary schools, a camp along, I guess 15, 20 other camp will be there. So I got that going on today. And basketball games as usual. And what about you? What do you have going on?
I have lots of conference calls today. One of my big clients, their product is launching, and we're finally going over, like, we're getting the product out to reporters, and we need to get that going as soon as possible. So I have that going on, and then I have 5 different other projects I'm working on. I have one of my clients is doing an event today in California for the NAACP, and then she's flying tonight to Atlanta to do another event this weekend, and I have people on all the coasts covering all my clients, which is
what
great.
The thing you were telling me yesterday that I was only listening to about 50% of what you're saying, because you were saying it in the other room, that we got booked for a hotel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't pay attention to good stuff.
Because I know I'm going to get a chance to talk to you about it in the morning.
Okay, so the Carlton Hotel, they have an event next week that they've invited us to. It's like in time for our Valentine's Day for their honeymoon package. So I mentioned to the publicist, you know, it would be great if my husband and I could stay overnight one night. You know, we haven't gotten out in a while, and it would be really nice to, like, have a night in the city. And she said, well, we can't do it during the week. I'm like, neither can we.
Come on now.
Exactly. So she said, but we can do it on a weekend. And I said, she said, let me check it out. And I said, well, if you do, we can do a live podcast right from your hotel. And she said, we would love that. And then if you could write about it on your blog. And then she came back to me yesterday and she asked if we're available either February 20th or the 27th.
Wow.
So we can.
So the two of us can get out on a night.
Get out, go out on a night on town. Maybe I'll get some nice Broadway show tickets. We'll go for dinner.
That'd be fun.
Right? It could be like a post-Valentine's Day weekend.
Who knows? It might be another Feldman in the making.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
That's not happening.
That's not happening.
We can't afford another college or for that matter. We're done. I'm sorry. I'm telling you, my heart goes out to anyone who has more than four kids. That's all I got to say.
Wait.
I skipped three.
Why
kids is tight. But once you go to four, I mean, the only thing is, like, our friends who have four kids, they have twins, so they'll have a double bar mitzvah, so they'll be able to pay that all at once. But they can't send them to the same college and have them pretend they're each one person.
Our friends, the Tamanya.
Oh, they have five.
And they have a bar mitzvah coming up this weekend. For their son. We're not going to mention names, but we're very much looking forward to that. We're getting to the bar mitzvah. But yeah, I am so impressed with the two of them.
Oh, they're awesome.
They have to juggle. And that's the right word, juggle.
Yeah.
Five kids. And they do a great, amazing. I mean, they are so involved with their children. They're great parents.
But they're not helicopter parents.
They're not helicopter
and they're
parents.
Like, you know, something happens. It's like, it was funny because our friend was saying that their little one, some 7-year-old was holding their baby, you know, she's now almost two, on the dance floor at a bat mitzvah last week. And our friend was worried for her. She was like, let me pick her up. Don't drop her. And they're like, yeah, just have a good time. Don't worry about it. She's good.
And they're a really good example of, like, people who just manage the schedule or, you know, don't complain about it. They are always out in front of it. You know, they just do what they need to do and they just roll with it, right? And it's never, even one of them, at least I never have, talk about, oh my God, I have to do this and I have to do that and I got to do this. There's never a complaint.
Nope.
It's always just, this is what it is and this is what you got to do and that's it. And
right.
So, for anybody else out there who thinks, you know, their lives are so busy and hectic, we have some very good friends that I'm pretty sure I'd put up against anybody whose schedules are as equally, if not definitely a lot more so, hectic than most people, and they manage to do it just fine. So, the best thing I can say is if you find you got things that are like hectic, don't sit around talking about complaining about it. Just go ahead and do what you need to do. Take care of your stuff and because, right? I mean, nobody really wants to hear about all the chaos that you have in your life.
No, because it's like the people like, oh, I got to do this, this,
this. I got to do this and that. They spend so much time talking about what they have to do instead of actually doing it. That's what I think.
Yeah, I mean, I procrastinate a lot.
But you don't really talk about, like, oh, I got to do this and that and not do it. You just do it and you get it done.
Right. I wait till the last minute and then I'm like, okay, I got to bang this out.
Beth got her to-do list all over the house. She has it like an envelope somewhere in the sunroom. She may have one over in the den. A couple of things in the mail bin that we have here. So I always got to try to clean up the clutter and get those various to-do lists all in one place.
Well, I wound up the other day, I didn't have a pen in my office. I couldn't even find what happened to all the pens. So I had to type it out, but I couldn't even cross off when I got stuff done. So I found a pen again, so I'm back to at least being able to do my to-do list the old-fashioned way.
And on top of everything that Beth has going on, she was able to whip up a nice little barbecue-type style dinner last night between hot dogs, hamburgers, some canned mushrooms. I have no idea what those were. I mean, I think that's what they were. He just started cracking up. I guess I caught her. That's what they were. Canned mushrooms, like Goya bean mushrooms. I have no idea what they were. But some French fries. I think some leftover mashed potatoes. But the best part about the entire meal is that we had the burgers and we had those. And I said, oh, do you have any hamburger buns? And I'm like, no, we don't. But we do have the hot dog buns. And I'm like, oh, the hot dog buns. Where are the hot dog buns? Oh, in the refrigerator. Wow, I don't really remember seeing hot dog buns around. So I look in there and pull out the hot dog buns. And I see we have the hot dog buns on the table as well as the ones that we haven't used yet in the refrigerator. And when did you get these? Oh, they were in the other refrigerator inside in the garage. So I looked at it, and it turns out that we were eating hot dog buns back from May 2014.
That explains why they were a little hard.
I'm not sure if
they weren't
now,
green,
now,
though, were moldy.
Yeah, they were, no, they were actually kept frozen, which
right, that's what you're supposed to do with bread.
And they tasted fine, and there was nothing wrong with them. But just the thought of eating something back from the month of May, which is not quite a year, but we're going to be approaching that pretty soon. I don't know. Maybe we could spare some money and buy some hot dog buns.
Well, in our never-ending quest to be on a budget,
taken it that far, by the way.
No, we haven't taken it that far. But sometimes I don't know what we're missing because I don't pay attention to it. So I honestly thought I had a hot dog bun because I didn't make hot dogs lately. But obviously somebody is, and the hot dog buns were gone, so I didn't get them. But
I think these buns may have been left over from the camp fair.
Yes, I think that's what it was.
It was an open house registration that we were having last year in May over at City Park in New Rochelle. I don't know what it was, but I had this these delusions of grandeur that we were going to have an open house registration. There's going to be tons of people coming by, and I made sure that Beth and I went to Costco.
And that was the same day as somebody's birthday, one of our kids' birthdays, and I was so annoyed because I had to, it was crazy.
I ended up getting the equivalent of 150 hot dogs because I wanted to make sure that we didn't run out of food for the open house, and got 150 to 200 hot dog buns, and turns out for the actual open house that day, I think a total of 12 people stopped by, so
we had
a lot of stuff left over.
A lot of hot dogs, a lot of hot dog buns.
Right, so I think that's what we were eating last. Picture is that.
Which one, the Bully Project, the dog?
Beth is scrolling down Facebook right now and looking at, she's got the most interesting pictures popping up. I mean,
this is my friend who is involved in the pitbull rescue.
You have much higher quality news feed.
I do, I find out things really fast.
Than I do.
I actually find out things. I have something on Reese Witherspoon. I have my friend who has the pit bull rescue, and I've got the Jimmy Fallon thing popped up in the feed. I've got people's bar and bat mitzvah stuff. These are friends that I went to high school with, actually.
That was a phone call, by the way, from another telemarketer.
Of course, something about Star Wars. I mean, the thing that was. This person actually, she used to write for the New York Times about this is the vaccine debate. So I have friends with her, but she's pro vaccine.
Oh, okay.
Pro vaccine, but and then I told you the other day that Bob Gilmartin, our friend is a producer for Dateline NBC. He's promoting his show that's airing on Friday.
He's
awesome.
He is awesome.
Yeah, Bob is the guy who every time you see one of those murder mysteries, and then you've got that guy who's got that voice, almost like a rabbi from the temple, almost like the voice of God. He's the one who narrates it. And so this is a woman, a young mother from Miami who disappeared, leaving behind her 5-year-old son. And why was her husband stopped by U.S. customs agents dumping a large bag the night before she disappeared? Her body was never found. The husband was never charged. But 18 years later... all that changed. Very dramatic courtroom testimony as the secret of that night is finally revealed. Very, very interesting. He's the nicest guy on the planet.
And do you want to talk about a great couple?
Bob and Charmian.
And a brilliant couple. I mean, yes. I'm serious. Between Bob and Charmian, the two of them, I mean, first of all, how fun they are.
Yeah.
And how incredibly smart both of them are. And I just, every time we're around them, I love being around them because... I don't know, they just got good, witty sense of humor.
Oh, they're so smart. And the thing that I love, so they both work at Dateline NBC. They actually met while they were working in the newsroom, in D.C. And so Bob does all the murder stuff. And
he's always going to Florida for some murder.
Right. Thing. Bob is always on murder cases. And Charmian is the person that does, when someone really big dies, she'll do that sweeping obituary thing, or she does the thing with the royals. it's the opposite ends of the spectrum in terms of, she'll do the warm and fuzzy or the make you cry. And his is oh, my God, I can't believe it. Right, and his is, the darker side. But it's so funny because they're just both very happy-go-lucky people.
Both have very, very tough work schedules.
Yes.
Out of all of our friends, I think they have probably the most demanding type of unpredictable.
Oh, of course, because you're going to he's going out in the field doing interviews, coming back and editing and travel and all the stuff. So they have to really coordinate their schedules in order to make it work. And they do.
Again, though, another couple who just does it.
Right.
They just do it.
Yeah.
Not, no hoopla or, they look at me type of stuff. I got to take care of this and that. They just go ahead and do what they need to do.
Yeah.
Right?
And they have two great kids, and their son is one of our son's best friends.
Yeah.
And they go to camp together, and their daughter is, like, so adorable.
She's beyond adorable.
Oh, my God. She's, like, the cutest little thing. So, yeah. So, anyway, so that's our friend who he has Dateline. Watch Dateline this Friday if you want to be scared. and you're home Friday night.
But he's also,
shout out to Bob.
Talking to him, I mean, he's just got amazing stories about the stuff that he sees and the people he talks to. I mean, I imagine he would, right? Given the type of stuff that he's doing.
Yeah.
But he is always.
Well, and I remember, you know, when Soprano. Oh, why am I like missing his name? Mm-hmm. Not well, his real name though. James Gandolfini died. He was actually friends with him when he was younger,
starting out.
Mm-hmm. And when he died, he posted a photo of them, like, standing online, either going into a restaurant or something, and it
was so
cool.
Supposedly, Jim Gandolfini was a very good guy.
Yeah. That was
down to earth, really good guy.
Yeah.
I'm sure had his set of problems and stuff like that, but in terms of how he interacted with others, although he was fantastic.
Yeah.
I always like hearing that, because I've become very
jaded,
skeptical over time about how many Hollywood stars are truly genuinely good people. I always like hearing them.
Well, the interesting thing, it's usually the comedians are the ones that are not as nice. Those are the ones that have more of the they have not an attitude, but they're just darker and they're just not very friendly. You have to kind of get through their tough exterior for them to get to know you.
What the guy years ago? I'm gonna call him what he was. He was a jerk. This is years ago. Like, this is when we were at CBS.
Joey Pants?
But he might have been too. Was it Brian Bendis?
Oh my God! Yeah, when he was like, I feel like I'm in a clown car. That was like the worst trip ever.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, that was horrible. Yeah, he was Brian Benben. Yeah, we were. We were making an affiliate visit from New York City to...
he wasn't a comedian, though, right?
Well, half and half. He was a jerk, but he's actually married to Madeline Stowe. I don't know if they're still married, but anyway, he and I drove from New York to Philadelphia for an affiliate visit, and we had a town car. We didn't need a limo. We were in a town car. I was sitting in the front seat, and he complained the entire time of how... It was like he was in a clown car. This is horrible. I can't believe we're doing this. And then on the way back, we got stuck in so much traffic coming back to Philadelphia. So what should have been, let's say, a 2.5-hour trip turned into like a 4-hour trip. So it was even worse. And I guess in a way, we should have just taken a plane and it would have been better, or even the train. And at the time, there was like no, I couldn't even text. There was no texting back then. God, no. He was so mean. But it was funny because... Think about it. If it would have happened now and I'd be texting you back and forth, the whole, like, texting stream would be like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to, like, I want to stick needles in my eyes. Like, it could have been a whole, like, rundown of why I can't stand this guy. And if he ever saw my phone, he would have been like, who are you? What are you doing? But he was one of the – it's so funny. I blocked it out. He was one of the nastiest.
He was one of the nastiest.
And then Joey Pants was a bit intense because he was on a show. It was called Easy Streets, and it was kind of failing. Or was failing. So every time he would complain that CBS didn't treat him as well as NBC did, so he would always take, like, pot shots at all the things we didn't do for him. And then Kevin James, I thought he was going to be more like a teddy bear, but he was a little standoffish. I was kind of bummed about that.
Right.
Yeah. And, of course, then there's...
Who's the nicest one that you've ever...
Hector Elizondo. Hector Elizondo... That man is the sweetest person. I'm honestly, he can't
do any wrong.
He can't do anything wrong. He gives you a hug. He was, like, so nice. You know, he was the one who's been, like, he's in all those Gary Marshall movies. He was in Pretty Woman. He was in Chicago Hope. So that's where the show I worked with him. And then also Mark Harmon, I really liked a lot. And Mark, was always
Mark,
super nice to
Mark,
me.
I remember Mark Harmon was a good guy.
Yeah. He wound up, he wanted, I guess our father-in-law is a was a police lieutenant. He
Retired,
mentioned,
yep,
yeah,
retired police
he
officer.
mentioned how he wanted to get some sort of police lieutenant jacket, and my father-in-law got it for him.
That's a really cool
Got him a
jacket.
really cool jacket. We got that for him. And what I loved about Mark is that he actually would ask questions about your life. Like, it wasn't all about him. And I remember a few years ago, I wasn't working at CBS anymore, and I saw him at an event or something, and or I was we were passing in the hallway, and he said, I said, do you remember me? He's like, are you kidding me? He's like, how could you even ask me that question? And he's like, come here, and he gives me a big hug, and I was like, oh.
Who's he? He's married to
Oh,
Pam
Pam
Dauber.
Dauber,
Are
yeah.
they still married?
Yeah. So yeah, so there are some really great ones. We can continue this
I
conversation.
wonder how good friends he was, if at all, with Robin Williams.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I gotta run because I gotta take our son to school, if that's
Yes.
okay with you.
And the snow is still coming
The snow's
down.
coming down. We're supposed to get, I guess, a couple of inches.
Yeah, unfortunately. And so I'm gonna figure out how I'm gonna get to work today.
We'll figure it out. Somehow you always manage.
Yes, I do. All right. Well, and thanks so much for stopping by.
And stay classy.